Good morning and welcome to Biz Talk this morning. Glad you're with us. My name is Tony Bush in the studio with Randy Melzer. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony. Good to have you here again.
Yep, it's a great weekend. I'd like to see a little more sunshine and Super Bowl tomorrow, but you know what? Our show today is a top-of-shelf show. They all are, but we have a great guest. Kara Holman is here with us this morning. Kara is the Outagamie County planner, and we're going to be talking about the revolving loan funds available to members of Outagamie County, and we're going to be learning about those funds and how important that money is in certain borrowing situations for entrepreneurs. But before we get to Kara, we'd like to tell you a little bit about our SCORE chapter. Our SCORE chapter is located in the Fox City's Chamber Building in downtown Appleton. We service 8 counties from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac. We have probably pushing 50 volunteers now, mentors who are willing to sit down for free and share their expertise in areas like social media, marketing, accounting, strategic planning, banking, cash flow. If you are a business owner and you're facing an issue with employees or you even have some legal issues, we have attorneys in our chapter who will sit down and mentor you. We don't do the work for the business owner, but we act like an advisor, a mentor, a sounding board, and we have great advice for you. And we can team up with each other to bring those resources to you, fulfill your need. And we want you to remember that SCORE is for the life of your business, not just one visit. So if you have an ongoing challenge, we will be there with you for years if it's necessary.
And one other thing, Tony, the counseling and all of the mentoring work that we do is free. Yep. So for those of you who are really getting started and don't have a budget,
it's free and confidential.
We can get you going.
It's confidential as well. Yep. And we want you to succeed, and that's what SCORE's job is. And we've been in existence now for 50 years. We were started by the SBA back in 1964. So we're very proud of our heritage here in the Fox Cities. We've been at it for 38 years, and we have a great team of people, and we want to talk to you. You can reach us by going to our website at www.foxcities.score.org, or you can call us at the chamber number, which is 920-734-7101. That's our mentoring arm. We do a lot of mentoring activity, but we also put on some seminars. Randy, tell us what's coming up.
Okay, well, right now we are in the middle of the Simple Steps program that we do. Simple Steps is a 5-part program basic on how to start a business and all of the different things that you need to do to get that business plan working. We still have the next program is going to be this coming Wednesday, February the 4th. That one is going to be on the financial principles. We'll be talking about some of your favorite things about cash flow, spreadsheet information.
Balance sheet, income statement, cash flows, budgeting.
All the parts and all the ratios and how they work together. There are templates that we will have on a CD for you that is on a program that we are working with, and so we can give you examples and demonstrations of how all of these different ideas of putting your finances in order work together so that it's not just a bunch of numbers over here and over there, but using the program that we have to show you how this number affects that number and why it's important. Mary Lou Vandehei will be doing that program for us. It will be, as I said, the 4th. That is a Wednesday. It'll be at 6 o'clock at our office at the Fox City's Chamber office in downtown Appleton. And that one, again, the fee is $25 for it. You can register online at foxcities.score.org. The last program is going to be on February the 11th, and that's the one that, Tony, you're going to be involved in, which is going to be talking about what we're going to be talking about today is where do I find the money?
Mm-hmm.
We'll go through the traditional program as far as banking and savings, you know, different kinds of credit unions, different types of normal lending. But we'll also go through some of the less traditional forms. We talk about crowdfunding. We talk about angel investment. We'll be talking about something we'll mention today, which is called gap financing and what all that stuff means for you. So, again, if you're a small small business, looking for funding, trying to figure out what I have to be able to approach the banker and make sense out of it, that program will be excellent. That's, again, on the 11th. That's Wednesday, 6 to 9. We'd ask that you register online and then actually get down there about 5:30 so we can check in and get everything all taken care of. So those are the two active programs we've got going right now.
I'd like to reiterate everything Randy said, but he's already said it, but I'll emphasize and say you don't have to be a startup company to attend these classes. We've had a lot of people who are in business. It's a great refresher, and you always want to sharpen the saw blade, so to speak.
Right.
So
right.
It's great to come down. You're going to meet some SCORE mentors. You'll meet some other business owners. You'll do some great networking.
Okay. Well, then also one last thing, and that's for those of you down in Fond du Lac. We're starting a program down there. It's going to be on March the 4th. Again, that's a Wednesday night. It's going to be at the Moraine Park Technical College down in Fond du Lac, and it's going to be on something that everybody has a great deal of interest in, and that is social media. It's called The Business of Being Social and How to Use Social Media to Help Your Business. So, again, that one will be from 6 to 8 in the evening. It's on our website right now. You can check in on it. Again, it's $25. Please, if you're in the Fond du Lac, Oshkosh, over on the Calumet County side, take a look at it. We'll be happy to have you register. And, you know, it's an excellent, excellent program.
Great. And keep an eye on our website at www.foxcities.score.org because we come out with seminars throughout the year and we also broadcast them on the show here. So we'll notify you that way. SCORE is also involved in a few other things. Randy, you've got not a SCORE event, but you've got a pancake event coming up.
Yeah, for those of you, if you haven't had breakfast yet or you're thinking about lunch this morning, the Appleton Y Service Club is having our pancake day today.
Yep.
And that'll be at the downtown Appleton YMCA. It'll be running until 1 p.m. today. Fresh pancakes and Porky's from
all
over
the syrup you want.
All the syrup, but yeah, we'll be having the Porky's are from Jacob's.
And then you have a scam alert?
So anyway, this one, stop down to the Y if you're hungry, okay? Yeah, scam alerts, this one's close to my heart because my computer just got nailed with this a couple of days ago. Now what they've done is changed this one so it affects your cell phone. These are ransom scams. What it is they will attack your cell phone, lock it up, and say it has been locked. You have to pay a fee, and they will unlock it for you. You pay the fee, your phone is still locked. It's totally a scam, but it can mess up your life something fierce.
If your phone gets locked, you don't want to pay the fee. How do you fix it?
You're going to have to go back to your vendor, sit down with them, and try to find ways to break it open.
Okay.
It's really kind of vicious. The best thing to do is to treat your phone just like any other computer, if it's a smartphone, because you're getting this through your emails again.
Right.
So treat it like a smartphone, treat it like an email, and put in a protector so that, you know, and some type of firewall so that this stuff doesn't get to you. But if you get this lockout, do not, under any circumstances, send the money.
No,
because it's
money
gone.
It's you gone. Won't be unlocked either. Well, thanks, Randy. Would like to thank our sponsors for bringing the show to you each weekend. Excuse me. We couldn't bring the show to you without these sponsors, and SCORE really appreciates their support, not only for BizTalk, but for other ways in which they support our SCORE chapter activities. Those sponsors include Fox Communities Credit Union, Alberts and Hailing CPAs, Epiphany Law. We have another sponsor, Bank First National, and we have two other good sponsors, great sponsors. We really appreciate them. eBiz Results in Oshkosh. They actually built our website, biztalkwithscore.com, where you can go to listen to archived previous shows. And we also want to thank Jerry Mader and Larry Desch at the Business News for helping to promote our program and their biweekly periodical called The Business News. And if you're in business, you really should be subscribed to The Business News for $20 a year. You'll find plenty of opportunities and great networking opportunities to support your business. And then one last thing. Epiphany Law, excuse me, Epiphany Law conducts a morning business 60. And that's for business owners who want to get together once a month and talk about different topics, learn about topics for 60 minutes. They have an upcoming session on February 12 at Cambria Suites in Appleton. 7:30 to 8:30 a.m., and the topic is going to be renting versus purchasing and walking through some key legal concepts to consider whether you should rent a building or purchase a building. In order to learn more about that, you can go to epiphanylaw.com, and it's free. With that, we're going to take our first quick break. We're going to come back on the other side and meet Kara Holman, Director of Planning for Outagamie County, and learn about the revolving loan funds. So stay tuned. You're listening to Biz Talk and the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
If you got the money, honey, I've got the time. We'll go honky-tonk and we'll have a time. We'll have more fun, baby, all the way down the line. If you got the money, honey, I've got the time.
And welcome back to Biz Talk. We've got some time for you this morning, and we hope you listen, and we're going to give out the phone numbers in just a minute, but we're going to meet Kara Holman this morning. Kara Holman is the Outagamie County Planner, Director of Planning, and we're going to talk about the revolving loan funds. So good morning, Kara. Welcome to Biz Talk.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
It's really great to have you here this morning. We're going to be talking about a lot of the things you do, focusing in on the revolving loan funds, but tell us a little bit about your background. And how long have you had your position, and what is your office all about?
Sure. Let me start with my position that I'm in right now. I started with Outagamie County Planning Department just before Thanksgiving of last year. So I've been on the job just about 2 months. So I'm kind of getting the lay of the land, figuring out exactly what the role is of the planning department in the county. But some of the core functions that our department does is our geographic information systems. We're the department that puts all of those wonderful maps out there on the county website. We also are the department that works with farmland or farmers to develop a farmland preservation program, make sure they get the tax credits that they need to get on their annual tax return. We also are the portion of the county that oversees general land use policy. So we work with a lot of the rural and urban towns in the county to make sure that they're following the county's policies and procedures for zoning and subdivisions, that sort of stuff. And lastly, one of the big things that I'm focusing on is economic development.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of what the county focuses on is connecting the dots. We don't have all of the resources with regards to economic development that that are out there, but we're kind of a place where you can start. And one of the strongest things that we have is a pretty substantial loan fund that is intended to serve as kind of a gap and fill a need that a bank otherwise wouldn't be able to fill.
Where did you work before you took this position?
Sure. I previously worked for the city of Menasha.
Mm-hmm.
I was their city planner for about 3 years and worked on a variety of projects there, from downtown redevelopment to housing and historic preservation. And previous to that, I worked for the Regional Planning Commission, which was also based in Menasha. We covered a 10-county region from as far south as Fond du Lac all the way up to Menominee County. We focus pretty heavily on transportation planning, trying to figure out where new highways should go and make sure that we're planning soundly.
Okay. Yeah. You talked what your planning program does in Outagamie County. A lot of it is agricultural and so on, but the economic development side, working with all of the different small communities and so on, how is that role? How do you work in that capacity?
Sure. I kind of make sure that I cater my services depending on what the community has at their disposal.
Mm-hmm.
So in our urban areas, part of my role is working with the wonderful economic developers that they have. Many communities have community development staff or specifically economic development staff. So I make sure that I'm constantly in touch with them, figuring out what are their needs, what are their businesses need. Are there any development opportunities on the horizon? And in many cases, I play a much stronger role in some of my rural communities. We have Shiocton, Black Creek, Seymour, and we do a lot of outreach to those communities that may not necessarily have trained economic development staff, and we try to figure out what are your needs,
okay.
What are your goals for your community, and how can we help?
Okay, so there's a lot of organizations that you're involved in doing that, I would guess.
Absolutely. One of my primary functions as a county planner is to make sure that I'm networked with as many organizations, communities, and businesses as I can, because then when an opportunity arises where I may need to go and tap those networks, I know exactly who to call and who to bring in to help me solve whatever economic development situation we may be facing.
Okay, well, which brings me into a plug for SCORE, because I know I'm working closely with a number of the organizations you're involved in to be able to bring SCORE out to the smaller communities. People think, you know, we're just locked up here in Appleton, but we do help a lot of small communities throughout the county. So it's been, you know, we're trying to work with you guys as closely as we possibly can.
Absolutely, so. And we appreciate your help in coming out to our Greater Outagamie County Economic Development Corporation meetings. It's
a fun group.
Extremely helpful.
Fun group.
Great. Well, Carol, we're going to take a quick break right here. We'll come back on the other side. We're going to give the phone numbers out to the listening audience and encourage them to call in with some questions to find out more about those revolving loan funds. You've been listening to BizTalk here. We're 1150 WHBY, and we'll be right back.
Say one, two, three, and four quarters make a dollar. Say one, two, three, and four quarters make a dollar. Say one,
Welcome back to BizTalk this morning. We have a caller on the line, but Tom, if you could hold for just a moment, please. I'll give out the phone numbers for other folks to call in, and we're going to ask Kara to define the two funds. The phone numbers, if you have a question for Kara this morning, are 281-1150 in Appleton, 281-1150. Outside Appleton, call us at 866-887-1150. Kara, tell us a little bit about the two funds. We have two funds at Outagamie County that are available for business owners.
We do have two funds that are available. One is our Community Development Fund. It has just over $1 million in it, and it's one that has a little more strings attached. You need to make sure that you're providing jobs, and types of projects that are eligible include working capital, equipment, and real estate. We want to make sure that we're doing at least a dollar-for-dollar match, and what's a priority for both of our funds is that this is intended to be gap financing, and we always, always want to be partnering with the bank.
Okay.
The other fund that we have is called our Prosperity Fund. This is our newer fund. It's something that our county board took the initiative to capitalize with local funds. We have been administering it for about 2 years now, and this one's intended to be a little more flexible, make smaller loans to sometimes smaller upstarting businesses, and we still want to make sure that there's jobs and investment happening, but it's a little more flexible than the other one. So
how
it's
much
another
is in
tool.
That fund, Kara?
That fund was capitalized with just around $300,000. We have about $230,000 available at this time.
Great. Well, Tom, you have a question for Kara this morning? Thank you for holding.
Yes, I do. As a taxpayer in the county of Outagamie, how did these funds come about? I, as a taxpayer, did I create or help create these funds?
Sure. The first fund that I mentioned was the Community Development Fund, and that fund is one that was established from federal tax dollars, which we all pay. That one was capitalized in 2003 through a federal program known as the Community Development Block Grant Program. The Prosperity Fund that I mentioned, the county capitalizing in 2013, was the result of a tax incremental financing district that closed in the village of Little Chute. And when that fund was closed, it meant that the county had a kind of a one-time realization of additional funds that they otherwise didn't have. And that is indeed a property tax-funded loan fund. So that is also taxpayer-funded like the other one. It's just the first one was federal and the other one is local.
Okay,
so in short, the taxpayer did fund these, whether it was through city, county, state or federal taxes on our properties or income.
Sure, and you're exactly right there. These are taxpayer-funded dollars, and that's part of the reason why we do our full due diligence to make sure that we are partnering with the bank, making sure that all the underwriting is in place, that we're making as solid of investments as we can, and ensuring that there's jobs and tax increases that are realized through the investment that we make.
For the novices that are on the line, could you explain the term capitalize? And I'll get off the line. Thank you, Tony.
Thank you, Tom. Thanks for calling in.
Sure. What I mean by capitalizing is, so when the county capitalized the Prosperity Fund in 2013, that's basically where they just took a chunk of money and set it aside in a segregated account to establish the Prosperity Fund.
It was basically money that wasn't needed anymore, needed anymore for a project, so they capitalized it, put in a loan fund.
Sure. Yep.
And let's talk a little bit about the term gap financing. Could you define that for our audience, Kara?
What we mean by gap financing is, let's say there's a business that has a project that they want to do. Let's say they want to add on to their building so they can increase their production. And just for example, they need $1 million to do that. They update their business plan. They go to their banker. Their banker tells you, I'll give you $800,000 or 80%, and I want you to put in 20% as your share. The business owner takes a look at his books and his financial balance sheets and figures out, boy, I can really only stretch it to 15% or $150,000 in this case. So the gap he's facing is 5%. And that is the perfect situation where you would want to call me. The main purpose of this fund is to fill that gap where the bank and what the owner can put in, that there's clearly a documented gap, and we are clearly needed to make the project happen.
And the bank's write-up, the bank's evaluation demonstrates that as support for you to make your decision.
Absolutely. So yeah. Before we ever take a loan recommendation to our loan committee, we do want to work very closely with that banker and take a look at all the numbers and underwriting that they've done to ensure that there clearly is a gap and that it's a risk worth taking.
We have another caller on the line. Good morning, Mike.
Yeah, Tony, this is Mike Thomas, County Supervisor. And
hey,
Randy,
Mike.
How you doing?
Good morning.
Outstanding.
Yeah, I was just on my way to Wausau on the road in the
sure.
program. And first of all, I'd like to say that Kara has been an excellent addition to our county, and with her experience and background, I've worked with her on the chamber with business retention committees and such, and I think she'll be a great job as far as marketing some of these programs. Those programs, especially the Prosperity Fund, is an excellent choice for entrepreneurs and small businesses because it cuts out a lot of the red tape that you would normally have to go through the other program. And in fact, the county had thought the state was going to go regional with that program with higher funds. The state, however, has not developed a regional fund, so we have that back in our basket to work, but that's a more complicated federal program. So the Prosperity Fund, most counties don't have that, and it was a rebate from a TIF district that had basically yep. shut down and started paying, increased taxes from the TIF district.
That's so good, Mike. Do you have a question for Kara?
No, I just wanted to compliment her and also to, make the point that small businesses really need to contact her.
Great.
Because I think it's an excellent program.
Excellent.
Thanks,
thank
Mike.
You very much, Mike. Good to
okay.
hear from you.
Thank you. We'll talk to you later.
Yep.
Bye.
We now have another call on the line. Good morning, Bill.
Yes, good morning. Hey, I'm wondering whether or not you have to be a resident of Outagamie County or your business has to be located in Outagamie County, or both?
Sure. For the Prosperity Fund, any business that's located in Outagamie County is eligible. For the Community Development Fund, any business that's located in Outagamie County, with the exception of those within the city of Appleton, are eligible.
Really?
So I don't have to be a resident of Outagamie County in order to do this?
As long as your business is located in the county, then that would be
okay.
perfectly fine.
Understand. Thank you.
Yep.
Great question, Bill, because that's one of the eligibility considerations for these programs, is where you're located mm-hmm. and what kind of business is it.
Absolutely.
One of the things we just keep using the word is the revolving loan fund. Again, I think our first caller, was asking, where does this money come from? The fact is, this money's here now. It's not money that we're looking for or taking out of the tax rolls right now. These are funds that are on hand at this time. Could you explain then how that works as a revolving fund?
Sure. So once the fund is established, the intention is to make loans to solid business deals. And basically, when they make their loan payments, they're paying an interest rate. So as the loan payments come in and certain loans are paid off, the loan fund continues to grow on its own.
What kind of rates are we talking?
For the Community Development Fund, the rate is 4%. And for the Prosperity Fund, it is currently at 3.25%. It's pegged to the Wall Street Journal prime rate.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's a great program, Kara. How do folks get a hold of you? How can they find out more about the program, say, next week when they want to call you?
Sure. So if you want to give me a buzz, my direct line is 920-832-6034. And if you're just looking to find some additional information before you give me a buzz, just go to outagamey.org. That's www.outagamey.org. Go to departments and click on planning. And that's where you would find information on our loan funds. We're currently in the process of updating some of the information on there. So if something changes from the first time you see it to the next week, it's okay. We're just trying to clarify a few things. So
now, I believe the application is available on the website if someone wanted to apply for the Prosperity Fund.
That's right. So the application is on the website. What I would advise you to do before you go through the trouble of applying is to give me a call, and I'd prefer that we set up a 30-minute consultation. Preferably, you know, I can go meet you out at your business, or you can come meet me at the county. And the point of that is just to talk through things, make sure you're ready to go, to maybe connect you with some other resources that can help you plan for your business.
Clarify the need.
Yep.
And if, when you're talking about that, what are some of the things that you're going to tell me I should have to be able to proceed with you?
First and foremost, I want to make sure that you have a business plan in place.
Okay.
That you've really thought through
mm-hmm.
what you're doing. And secondly, I want to make sure that you have a primary lender, that you've reached out to a variety of different lenders, made sure you got the best deal you can, and ensure.
Do I need to be approved by a lender to be able to, you know, start the ball rolling, or can I talk to you at the same time that I'm working with the lender?
You can talk to me at the same time. Okay. However, by the time the loan application needs to be reviewed and presented to my loan committee, I would want to make sure that we at least have a conditional letter of approval from your primary lender.
Okay.
It's really important to work together with the lending institution, because they're the one that really leads the loan review and evaluation. And because the county is taking a gap position, that's really a riskier position. All the collateral's pretty much used up and that sort of thing. But the county believes so strongly in the management and the purpose and the job creation that they're willing to go ahead and put this gap money into the project to create jobs. And historically, around the country, these funds have done pretty well, considering the fact that they're taking a risky position.
That's correct. The whole point of these is gap financing and to take a risk. And it's never our intention to make such a risk that we're planning to lose money. However, that happens to revolving loan funds. It happens to banks. But we work with our committee very closely to make sure that the portfolio of loans that we have on the books kind of spreads the risk so that we can continue to grow the fund.
What would the timeline be, Kara, if someone were to call you up and you do your 30-minute interview at their site, which I think is great because you go out to kick a tire. You do the interview and things are moving forward, and the bank is coming along and saying, okay, here's your commitment letter. Randy, here's our commitment letter for your business. How long does it take the county to do their due diligence? And I know it's going to depend on the deal and the business and so on. Can you give some sort of a timeline?
Sure. So if the business is ready to go, they've already got their financial commitment letter, and the application for our loan fund is complete. We've actually done quite a bit of work recently to streamline our approval process.
Mm-hmm.
So from when they submit their completed application and everything looks like it's a go, we can schedule our loan committee meeting in a matter of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And assuming that that the committee makes a recommendation to approve, their recommendation is final. Many times there's some conditions that are associated with their approval, so we need to make sure before we close on the loan that all of those conditions are met. But from when they meet and submit, it can take anywhere. I would say the quickest would be a couple of weeks, maybe out to 4 to 6, depending how quickly we can nail things down.
Okay. I think you said something about this, but just as a clarification, on the Prosperity Fund, the new one, what are the dollar limits? What size loans are we talking about?
The minimum loan was $10,000 and the maximum is $70,000. And we do have a requirement that we will put in 25% as a maximum for the total project cost.
Up to $70,000.
Correct.
Okay, all right.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Kara,
the things that these funds can be used for under that program?
It can be used for working capital, equipment, or real estate.
Okay, so I can buy real estate with it or having working capital, because working capital is one of the hard ones for some businesses to find in some of the lending areas. So.
Right, okay. Yep.
Does it get involved with a lot of problems with collateral?
I'm not an expert on collateral at this point, but I do have Tony, who's on my loan committee, so maybe he can answer that question.
What was the question, man?
But yeah, well, what is about collateral needed to be able to qualify for this kind of loan?
That's a good question. A lot of people wonder about that, and the gap financing addresses that really very well. Kara gave a great example.
Mm-hmm.
The bank might be willing to do $1 million. And the business owner, it's a $1 million project, and the business owner is going to get an $800,000 loan from the bank, but he doesn't have $200,000 to put into the deal. He only has $150,000 to put in. Well, the collateral is used up at the $200,000, so if the county puts $50,000 in Kerry's example, that's taking a second lien position behind the bank. But because the county did a really good job of evaluating the merits of the credit request, the enthusiasm of the lender, the management skills of the owners of the company, the history of the company, the projections, they'll take that risk. So I think that's a great question, but business owners will be reminded of that when they talk to Kara as well. We have to take our last break right here. We'll come back on the other side. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. This morning, our guest is Kara Holman. Kara is the county planner for Outagamie County, and we've been talking about revolving loan funds, and Kara has shared some really helpful, useful information with the audience this morning. And if you want to hear it again, you can go to biztalkwithscore.com. This coming Wednesday, the show will be archived on our website, and Kara you'll be able to rehear what Kara said this morning. Before we go any further, Kara, how do folks get a hold of you again? You already gave us the number. Give it to us again.
Sure. My phone number is 920-832-6034, and you can also go to outagamie.org and click on Planning Department.
Okay. Got it. We're going to talk a little bit more about some of the other programs out there. Do you have a little list or summary there?
I sure do.
You came prepared.
I'll first start with some of the other revolving loan fund programs that exist in Outagamie County, and then I'll briefly go over some other loans that exist for viewers or for listeners that are listening from other counties. So within Outagamie County, the city of Kaukauna has a very similar program. They fund business loans as well as facade improvements for buildings in their downtown district. You would want to talk to Bob Jagel, who's their community development director.
Bob's a great guy. Good at his job.
The Village of Little Chute has a facade improvement program. You talk to their village administrator. City of New London, which has a portion of the city located in Outagamie County, they also have a similar loan program. Talk to Kent Hager. And then Kitty Johnson, she is the business development person for CAP Services. She does a lot of small business development, and she also has a loan fund that is very similar to ours that businesses could use for CAP financing.
She also works closely now with the SBA as far as their microloan program. So very good.
She has
package.
An office right here in Appleton, too.
She sure does.
Yep.
And for our listeners that are in other counties, Waupaca County, that would be Dave Teal. He's Waupaca County Economic Development Corporation. Calumet County has a loan fund called their Planning Department, Dina Mlezova. Winnebago County also has a loan fund, and that one's administered by Rob at the Oshkosh Chamber. Brown County has a revolving loan fund, and that would be Brown County Planning, Chuck Lamine. And lastly, Shawnee County also has one, and that's you talk to the executive director at Shawnee County Economic Progress. Lastly, for some of the bigger deals, you can always call Melissa Hunt at the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. They provide tax credits as well as some loan and grant funding.
So we're back to the same thing. There's a lot of opportunity out there for people who are looking for funding, but you're going to have to be creative. It's not just a case of just going to the banker. You're going to have to find other sources. They are out there if you look at it and work at it.
Absolutely.
So there are some groups out there that will help business owners with this sort of thing.
Absolutely. One of my roles at the county is not necessarily to have all the answers myself, but to know the resources that I can direct businesses to tap into. One of the biggest ones, of course, is SCORE. They do a great job of mentoring and putting on workshops and really taking a business from point A to point B and teaching them how to really get there themselves. Other resources include the Small Business Development Centers. The local ones we have here are UW-Oshkosh, UW-Stevens Point, and UW-GB. We also have a wonderful resource in the Venture Center at Fox Valley Tech.
Partner with them all the time.
Amy
Peach is awesome, and she runs amazing programs that are low or no cost. Sometimes you can get grant funds to go through them. And we also have the Fox Cities Regional Partnership, which is a branch of the Fox Cities Chamber of Commerce. That would be Larry and Manny and Josh and Beth, and they are another fantastic resource that businesses can tap into. And then I also mentioned Kitty Johnson at Cap Services.
There you go.
Yep.
Well, it's time for the biz tip before we run out of time. We're not going to let you get away without a biz tip, Carol.
My biz tip is when you don't know where to start, start somewhere. Call somebody. Don't be afraid to call your planning director, your city administrator, your community development staff, somebody at SCORE. Just start somewhere, and they can usually help you tap into the resources that you need.
And everyone needs that guidance. It's a team approach. Kara, we want to thank you for being on the program this morning. It was a great program, great information. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And we'll have you back again in the future to talk about those programs. I want to thank you for tuning in this morning. Thank you for listening to BizTalk. We'll be back next week. You're listening to BizTalk on the voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY.